have your reaction to the news that Wayne Cousins has been sentenced to a whole life order in prison and will not be coming out?
The whole life order is clearly the correct sentence in this terrible, terrible case. And I'm sure we'd want to send all our sympathies to Sarah's mum, her dad, her sister, her boyfriend, and all her family and friends. It's just every single woman's complete nightmare, isn't it? And the idea that she was stopped by a police officer who she would have trusted, and the dawning realisation from her that she was in very serious harm. I think that's a terribly difficult thing for her mum and dad to live with. It does raise all sorts of questions at how clearly his colleagues in the Kent force at the nuclear plants knew that there was a problem with him and women. Was that ever reported to commanding officers? Were they aware? What records were taken? How did he manage to transfer to the Metropolitan Police Force and to carry on there and, you know, holding a gun and working in the Diplomatic Protection Corps? Did anybody realise there? I mean, just so many questions.
There's a lot of talk, as obviously both of us are women. The onus is very much on us to keep ourselves safe. We know we don't walk in dark, unlit areas. But if someone comes up to you and professes to be a police officer, you have no chance.
Yeah, I mean, yes, and I imagine Sarah would have naturally felt safe with a police officer, but you know that he actually put her in cuffs behind her back and put her in the car. I mean, I also imagine that it would be very rare for a police officer to be out on their own to do that. I don't know whether, I mean, I'm sure, you know, you hope this would never ever happen again, but that should be an issue for people. But once you second guess and doubt the police for being safe towards women, where on earth do you go from there? I think, in a way, it's been a revelation for people, or for men to realise that women do universally feel fearful of their safety when going out at night. And there are whole questions to ask about, you know, requiring women to behave differently when they are not, they are the victims, not the perpetrators. I mean, as a kind of young woman in my early 20s, you know, we did lots of, you know, reclaiming the streets demonstrations and talking about women's safety. It is terrible to think that, you know, 35 years on, we're in pretty much the same place.
Do you feel that times have changed?
You know, for all this, the tragedy around Sarah's cases and the two sisters over in Wembley, and the poor young woman. Yeah, I do think there is a greater appreciation for women's safety, and there's greater acknowledgement of it throughout society, but in the police force. But there's just still an awfully long way to go. I think, you know, the fact that the government has very much cut back on CCTV, so it's really, really difficult now to ever get a new CCTV system anywhere.
But that's sort of covering up the crime, though, isn't it? Because what we should be saying is, I mean, I have a lot of friends with little boys, and they say people need to teach their little boys that, you know, how to respect women. But it should be universal. Everyone respects each other. But I think, you know, we've always been told to wear short skirts, don't be too revealing. And actually, the onus shouldn't be on us.
No, they shouldn't. But we do have other things going on, while I think generally there is much more progress, there's much more awareness of the safety of women. I think police act much better on issues of domestic violence. I think women are more, certainly at my advice surgeries, over the 24 years I've been an MP, I'm very much aware that women are much more prepared to say that they are victims of domestic violence. While there is still shame, there's not the same level of shame. So I think there's lots of progress. But where we are going backwards is that while social media brings us great progress, it has also brought us great danger and harm in the availability of porn and hardcore porn to young men and young boys, even in, you know, kind of early year seven, so that's the 11-year-old boys, the 10-year-old boys, seeing things that their grandfathers would probably have never seen on their phones. And that does affect how those boys and young men see women, see relationships, get confused about the issues of consent. I mean, I think it must be extraordinarily difficult to be a girl in a kind of in today, a young teenage girl in today's society. You know, we're supposed to look at a certain way, which is not really human. We're supposed to have a different attitude, confused attitude towards sex, and boys have a completely desensitized and humanized view of relationships and sex. And that where it is where I think it's difficult, and certainly for people like me, more difficult to understand. You know, I don't say that I get a lot, but I do get casework where, you know, mums have seen what's on their young son's WhatsApp groups and been absolutely horrified by them.